So many people come up to me and say, well, tell me what I have to do to have a lot of money. Tell me what I have to do to have a lot of money. That, again, goes to the idea that you have to do something. If you can do nothing and still do what you want to do, you'll be much richer. So the issue is not what you do, it's who do you have to be. Going back to Mark Twain's story about Tom Sawyer. Who do you have to be a Tom Sawyer, to stand there and have all these other neighborhood kids fighting to do your work for you? Who do you have to be? In other words, here's Bill Gates. He didn't invent MS-DOS. But who does he have to be to buy somebody else's idea and become the richest man in the world? He couldn't have done it on his own. And that's why I go back to the riddle or the opposite reality when my rich dad said the key to success is being lazy and being incompetent. It forces you into another reality. So when you start thinking, it's not so much what you do to be rich, to have what the rich have. It's more or less, who do you have to be? Now, if you're the kind of person that gets disappointed really easily, so, oh, I can't do that, or, you know, what if I fail, or what if they reject me, or what if they laugh at me? Then that's the being or the thought pattern of somebody who is not going to do what it takes to achieve that great wealth. If you constantly say, I can't do it, or I can't afford it, that's your being speaking. That's your spirit speaking. That's your mind and your emotions speaking. That is the beingness of somebody who can't do what it's going to take to have a lot of money. That kind of person will say, well, I'll just do it by myself, you know, and nobody will help me, and I'll just go and work hard. That's the beingness of a person who believes in hard work, doing it on their own, and not opening themselves up to a great abundance. See, if you want to open yourself up to the world or the ocean of plenty or great abundance, what you have to be able to do is do very little, yet accomplish a lot. And that's a different kind of being. And to do that, that's why you have to push your brain into another way of thinking, another reality, another paradigm, another way of solving problems.